Film.
And Furious.
Hey, welcome back to Film and Furious. Due to the nature of this podcast, there are bound to be some unavoidable spoilers. So if you've not seen this film yet, hit pause right now and come back when you've seen it. Right, if you're still listening, don't blame me. Okay, so the film's called Freaky. There's 100% spoilers in what I'm about to say. It was released on the 2nd of July, 2021. And it stars Vince Vaughn. And no, this is not a comedy. Just because Vince Vaughn's in it, don't be expecting any laughs. And I know he's infamous for his comedy casting. So this film starts as it means to go on. Absolute awful. The first scene had some absolute terrible acting for a film of this stature, as in something released in the cinema. It was completely over stereotyped teenage horror trash. It was similar to the way the Scary Movie franchise ripped off the Scream franchise, but without the laughs. Scary Movie get away with that type of acting, because over the top acting, because of the nature of the film. But this film, like I say, you're expecting in a comedy, and it's hard not to think that it's going to be like the Scary Movie franchise, just because someone like Vince is in it, who every other film you've seen him in, he's playing for gags and laughs. So it is really hard to put that to one side. But as you watch it, you can tell it's definitely not. There's not those sketches and them skits in there. It's not a Mickey take off horror movies. It's trying to be a horror movie. The acting does get better after that first scene, but the movie still plays on every single high school stereotype and scenario you can think of. I mean, it's hard to think of a movie set around a high school that doesn't play on those stereotypes, where you've got all the different groups of cheerleaders and blab and geeks and nerds and blah, blah, blah. But there we go. For a stab flick, again, going back to Scream, because I think they did it well, especially early on. They tried to invent new ways of killing people, just the same way that Walking Dead does with like new and ingenious ways to kill zombies. But in this film, I'd seen them all. Death by chainsaw, it's been done. Death by bandsaw, it's been done. Death by freezing someone, that's been done as well. I mean, I was almost expecting them to drop a safe on someone at some point, or a piano. Going back to the death by freezing someone, this really annoyed me, right? So our killer's in the high school gym changing rooms, right? And they're running around between the lockers and the showers. And then they come next to this completely out of place, looks like some sort of multi-million dollar cryo machine, just happened to be big enough to fit a human in, and has a setting that can freeze whatever's inside to minus 300 degrees. I mean, what is a cryogenic machine doing in a high school? What the hell is its purpose in a high school gym? Why does it need to go to minus 300 degrees? And how on earth can anything other than pouring liquid nitrogen on something go from like 5 degrees to minus 300 degrees in a matter of seconds? It was like cartoon, like codswallop. The film goes on like that. It's predictable. They try and throw in some sideline stories between the girl and her mum and the girl and the lad she fancies at school. And of course, at the end, it has the stupid killer coming back from the dead. The typical, oh, he's not dead ending. He comes back for one last fight. At one point, I actually said, credits, 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 just as it was fading to black as the killer was being taken away. But no, they have to do a final soppy family feeling scene where the killer reappears for a final fling, only to be overwhelmed by these three now empowered characters to finish him off once and for all. And it all ends with a bloodied family hugging stood over the killer's body. I'll never get the time back I wasted watching this movie, is what one of my friends said who was sat next to me. And sadly, they were right. Have you seen this movie yet? Are you gonna see this movie? Do you agree? Do you not agree? What's your verdict? Let me know. It's The Abductee on Twitter. Or leave a comment in iTunes about the movie and I'll read it out on a future episode. See you next time.
If you want to hear more Film and Furious movie reviews, don't forget to subscribe and check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy. Thanks for listening.